When Tad Erickson and John Futh moved to Five Oaks in 2011, they were taking a leap of faith. They believed the house they purchased on Roe Avenue was in good condition, but they couldn't be sure. They bought it online. Tad begins their story.
Well, we lived on the West Coast in Long Beach, Washington, and we just kind of got on the internet because we got tired of renting and decided it would be better to buy. And Dayton came up, and we pretty much bought the house sight unseen, drove 4,000 miles, did not know anybody, not a soul. Boy, I was in a cold sweat for 4 days driving here because we just didn't know what we were getting ourselves into, and we really lucked out. When we pulled up, there was a lot of people, all our neighbors came out, said hello, and it was really nice.
And they treated us like we were one of the family.
In better days, Five Oaks was a thriving place for families. A half-mile square block of some 2,000 residential homes with large yards where neighbors could gather and children could play. But rising crime rates in the 80s and 90s pushed many people behind locked doors. John calls their section of Roe Avenue a diamond in the rough.
A block west of us and probably a block to the north and not even a block at the end of our street to the south of us is all places that I wouldn't walk during the dark.
I think the neighborhood is being a lot more vigilant with keeping an eye out for each other, and people are taking a lot more pride in their property and where they live. So that's a really good plus.
Tad and John are working with their neighbors to help Five Oaks thrive again, but they've got their own challenges. Both men are living with AIDS.
It's been hit and miss. John's my third partner. It seems every 10 years I kind of go through a new one. You know, I lost my first one in 90 and my other one in 98. And then John and I have been together since then. The 80s were pretty scary. But I'm fit, and my doctor, for the first time in my life, says, hey, you need to, you know, plan on what you're going to be doing when you're 80, because you're going to die an old man.
John has more serious health issues and has been hospitalized several times since we met last summer.
My liver is kind of on the fritz because of all the meds and stuff that I take. It's killing my liver.
But John says he and Tad are getting the care they need in Dayton among friends, neighbors, and places like AIDS Resource Center Ohio. Together, they've also cultivated a healthier lifestyle, one that begins right in their own backyard.
And then we got the big garden here, and this is where we got our tomatoes and okra, and we had beans and a lot of squash.
Most of the food Tad and John eat is food they've grown. The gardens they started after moving here flourish during the summer months.
It's a bad thing for the dog because she's running out of room. We can everything and freeze everything, so we try to live as much off the grid as we can.
The leap of faith Tad Erickson and John Futh took almost 3 years ago has given them a place they call home, a community they call family, and now a new direction in their lives.
And I think it's time to start teaching some other people with AIDS how to be self-sufficient and live off the grid, and they need to start thinking about how they're going to plan on their future because they ain't going to die, you know.
For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.